All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on page Kuf Chaf Ches, four lines down from the top. So remember, again, we were speaking about the Mida of Kas, different levels of anger that people possess that ultimately derail them in life. He says, V'yesh Kasan Rachok Mizeh. This is very interesting. So there's another person who is consumed, but I shouldn't say consumed. There's another level of anger that is different than the one we described yesterday. V'hu, shelo ha'kol davar asher yivo'ehu shelo kirtzono. Im katan, im gadol yivarapos. Remember again, I will say, the first level of anger that we described yesterday is the kind of person who gets angry every time something doesn't go his way. Right? He's got an idea, he's got a plan, he's got a conception, and whenever it doesn't go his way, he gets upset. Now, of course, again, that comes from a profound sense of gaiva, a profound arrogance. But every little thing that doesn't exactly go his way, he gets upset. This second level is different. He says, this person, Yesh Kasan Rachok Mizeh. There's a person who has anger issues who's very different than the first category. Boo-hoo. He doesn't get angry over every little thing that doesn't go his way. Ah, listen to this. Behagio lahargish. But ultimately, again, when he does get angry, Yirgaz V'yichas Kas Godol. So this person doesn't necessarily get angry about every single thing. But when he does get angry, his anger is intense. This is the kind of person that Chazal called difficult to anger, but difficult to appease. So I'll say, so opposed to our first category, Balkas, who gets angry at everything that doesn't go his way, this individual gets angry much less frequently. Right? Whatever sets him off, but it's much less than the first guy. But the difference with this individual is that halacha lemaisa, when he goes ahead and he does get angry, it's virtually impossible to appease him. It's difficult for him to calm down. This is also tabu. So obviously, this person has a maila over the original person, right? Because the initial person gets angry over everything that doesn't go his way. We'll say, if we get angry over everything that goes our way, get angry over everything that does not go our way. We're going to spend much of our life in a state of anger. So this second individual is certainly better than the first. But once he gets angry, it's very difficult to bring him out of that anger. Because what happens, I will say, when a person is, one thing is clear, which is the danger of anger, is that when I'm angry, in the state of anger, I can make so many dramatic mistakes. And because of that, lo yuchal atakin es asher ifsu. And I will say, the terrible destructive nature of anger is that sometimes there are mistakes that I make when I'm in a state of anger, and when I calm down and kind of gather myself, I can't correct them. They're done. They're done, right? There's no going. I could apologize. I could say I'm sorry. I could try to do better next time. Right? I'm sorry. You got the tattoo, right? It's done, right? It's done. When it's done, and you can't go ahead and undo it. V'yesh kasa pachuz, a third category. Someone who's, and now he goes, pachuz, essentially what he's doing is he's going from most severe to least severe, but everyone's in the category of severe. V'yesh kasa pachuz, mizeh. Shelo yichos al nekala, afilu kishe yagia lekaas, yakaso katan, v'lo yasser midach yaseichol. This guy, this individual, gets angry. And Baruch Hashem, he gets angry infrequently. He doesn't get angry over little things. And even when he does get angry, it's not like nostril flaring angry. Right? His anger is controlled. So what's his challenge? Ach odenu yishmar evraso. This guy holds on to animosity. He holds on to stuff. Yishma Rasa means he holds on to his anger. Being as well as to say what's happening over here, in this category, this individual, again, doesn't get angry over everything that doesn't go his way. When he does get angry, he doesn't go ahead and get, you know, uncontrollably angry, but he does go ahead and hold on to grudges. He holds on to animosity. He holds on to negativity. He holds on to the anger for a long time. V'hine, zerachok min ha-hefzed yoshe min harishonim shezacharnu. But also listen to this. Says Ramchal, this guy is even more problematic than the previous two. Right? So, remember again, just remember our categories. So, category one was the individual gets angry over everything that doesn't go his way, which essentially is a terrible gaiva. Everything should go my way. If it doesn't go my way, I get angry. Getting angry, okay? Category number two, ultimately, again, is a person who doesn't get angry over everything that doesn't go his way. He gets angry less frequently, right? But when he gets angry, get out of his way, right? It's an intense anger. Category number three is a guy who doesn't get angry all the time, right? Baruch Hashem, his anger is not so intense, but when he does get angry, he never lets go. He never lets go. Harbors the animosity, replays the holds on to everything. Says Ramchal, this individual is the most problematic. Isn't that incredible? This individual who holds on to the stuff, holds on to the anger, holds on to the grudges, holds on to the animosity, his state is even more problematic than the previous two. He says, and this is incredible. V'hine, zerachok min ha-hefzed yoshe min harishonim shezacharnu. V'af gam zos vaday shlo igil liyos naki, ki afilu zohir einenu adayin. Ki ad shakas oseh baroshem lo yotza michlal ka'asan. I will say, you see, the challenging nature of anger is not simply in the manifestation of angry behaviors. It's what it does to you on the inside. So this individual, the third category, Kaasan, as much as his anger is less frequent, his anger manifests itself in a less intense way because it festers on the inside. It eats him, right? It consumes him from the inside out. And such an individual has an inability to move past his anger. He cannot move past this, and because of that, again, because he's not naki. Remember, this is the midah of nikios. Because he's not naki, because he's not cleansed, ultimately, again, of that midah of kas, he can't move on in life. He's stunted. He goes on. V'yesh ol pachos mizeh. There's someone who's quote unquote even a little less than this. V'hu shekasha lichos v'kasa lo lahashchis lo lechalo ela kas muat. So we'll say this is another category. And in this individual, again, he's slow to anger. And when he gets angry, it's not a destructive anger. In other words, that's talking about his behaviors, right? His behaviors are not destructive or overwhelming. Elakas muat, a shtekel kas, right? He gets a little bit angry. Bekama zamo, how long does he get angry for? Rega velo yoser, right? He only gets angry for a second. So this sounds pretty good, actually, right? Everybody gets angry, right? He gets angry just for a little bit. Da'inu mishash shakas mesor ba'buteva at shegama tevuna tisora kinegdo. So this individual, you know, we'll say, we're going to stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with this last category of Kas Emirat Hashem on Monday. Shkoyach.